Jesus. Oh. Jesus loves me. Keep talking or don't keep talking? Yes, keep talking. Okay, keep talking. And then I push. Keep talking. Hello, Jesus loves me. All is well. All is well with my soul. All is well. My microphone's on my skin?
No, you're good.
I'm good. Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay. He's like, get going. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I'm honored to be up here tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor, for this chance and opportunity. And I just love the Lord. And I just need to pray for a few minutes. Well, I don't know if it's a few minutes, but I was nervous when I got here, and I'm usually not nervous. And so anyway, so I just want to pray for just a minute and just worship the Lord. And Father, we just love you. We love you so much, and we honor you. We give you all praise and all glory. It's you who we worship. It's you who we glorify. It's you who we love. It's you who fills us. It's you who provides for us. It's you who have saved us. It's you who heals us. And we love you with all of our heart, God. We love you, and we thank you for being with us. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for loving us when we're unlovable and when we are lovable. But you love us even all our icky parts. And we all have the icky parts, Lord, but you love those parts and you help us out of those parts. And you bring us out and bring us into good land and good things and good provision and quality of life and quality of love and quality of fellowship and quality of jobs. You're just such a good, good Father. And I worship you and I honor you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my strength. I give you all of the praise that I possibly could ever give out of the depths of everything that is within me. I praise you. I praise you and I worship you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the word tonight. I thank you, Father, that it goes forth out of my mouth, Father, and it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish what you please, Lord, and it will prosper in the thing for which it has been sent, and it has been sent into the hearts of these people. It has been sent into the souls of these people. It has been sent into their spirits, into their lives, God. So I thank you, Lord, that they will heed from it. They will learn from it. They will grow from it. They will develop from it. They will bear fruit from it, Father, and their fruit shall remain. And we thank you for it, God. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. 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 So, amen. So I had shared this last time, and I just want us to hold up our Bibles. And John Osteen, I got this. He had refreshed it in my heart. And it was something that just is so valuable, and I was grateful that the Lord brought it back to my heart. But this is my Bible. This is God speaking to me. I shall have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight I will be taught the Word of God that will change my life forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I get to minister on faith tonight. And there might be like a little touch to it, but like a little something else in that title. But right now it's faith. And if I add to it throughout the message, then we'll just jot that down too. So faith. Faith is an amazing, you know, it's just a blessing from God. And faith rests. Faith is at peace when we're in faith. And we know Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Thank you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know this. We've heard this. For years, right? I mean, who's ever been coming here? We've heard this for years upon years, and it's so valuable to us. And I want to know that faith is, I want you to know that faith is not a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And sometimes we think that it's a development because somebody's become anointed in some measure or something, that faith automatically comes with it. And Pastor Ricky has said multiple times that he has to stand and believe just like everybody else.
Amen.
Faith is not a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It doesn't say anything about faith, but it talks about faithfulness. But it doesn't, it's not a fruit. Faith is something that we do in our own minds, in our own hearts. It is something that we have to adapt ourselves to. We have to get there, right? It's not just, there's a gift of faith during like a service or something, when all of a sudden, or somebody's lame next to you and they have a, you know, a foot that needs to be grown out or something, and all of a sudden it just rises up within you and there's a gift of faith, and you know that you know that you know, and you just are like, I'm doing it, and we do it and the foot grows out. That's a gift of faith. But still, faith is your substance. It's that thing you have to hang on to. It belongs to you. Your faith isn't my faith. My faith isn't your faith. We all have, like, it's different measure. We all have a measure. We've all been given the measure of faith, but we all just seem to have different measures depending on what we're dealing with in life. Like, sometimes I can even lack and weigh on my healing faith because I've been so focused on the provision.
Right. Amen.
So, and then it's like, oh, okay. It's kind of like in math, you know, in school, you get A's in math, but your reading is like a C. And then you're like, oh, okay, focus here. And then that becomes an A, and now your math becomes a C. And you're like, oh, okay, focus over here, right? So we're constantly moving and going in faith, and we're constantly evolving and growing up in faith. So faith is the fruit you will receive from your relationship with God. So your faith should also be evident to others. We should be able to see the fruit of your faith.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So I should be able to see if you have faith. Paul walked up to the Gate Beautiful. I apologize. I can't think of who they were with. I think I might be wrong anyway. But they walked up to the Gate Beautiful. I apologize. And they saw that the man had faith to be healed. So you can see faith. So that is a fruit that we can see on you.
Yes.
But it's not a gift of the Spirit. So I just want to make that clear, because I used to think it was a spiritual gift. I really did. And I thought that. But I want to look at Hebrews 11, verse 5 and 6. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, who's Enoch, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Didn't Enoch, it said though that Enoch pleased God, so Enoch must have had faith, right? Right? But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must, one, believe that he is, and two, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Diligently seeking him. So we must first believe that God is.
Yeah.
And then the substance is, you got to know God,
yes,
to trust him, to believe him,
yes,
to know that he's going to reward you.
Yes.
You have to stand in front of God and examine yourself sometimes, and you have to look to yourself and say, did I repent? Is there something I need to fix? Is there something I need to do? Which is all diligently seeking. It's just examining yourself. Am I in right standing with God right now?
Yeah.
Am I diligently seeking him so he can reward me? Because that's what he does. He rewards us, and he rewards us with the things that we ask for. That's why when we go to prayer and we pray, we have whatsoever we pray for.
Yes.
We believe, because we believe that God's going to reward us,
yes,
for those things. And then if we're in God, if we're in Christ, we're diligently seeking God, we're going to be desiring those things that he desires.
Yes.
So we're not going to ask amiss, like some of the scriptures talk about. But when you're in this, when you're doing this, when you're believing that God is, God, I believe you. I believe you are who you say you are. I believe you. I have no doubt in that. then you believe that he's going to bless your socks off because he loves you and he wants to just pour those blessings out on you. When I hit this one, I'm like, oh my gosh, well, I should get it because God loves me for no other reason, but because of the fact he loves you. He just loves you. He loves you so much. Hope in God is when you get your measure of faith. That is when you hope in God, you receive salvation, the measure of faith is dealt to you, you hope in God. But when I was first saved, I did not believe in God. I was still in hope. You know, I was hoping. When I said the sinner's prayer, I was still in hope. But when I said the sinner's prayer, I moved into a place where God can now start ministering to my belief in him.
Yes.
Because prior to my salvation, I can't believe in God because I can't even understand God or comprehend who God is without being first saved. So you get saved, then God can start ministering who he is to you out of your relationship. So God shared this with me. My husband had added to it. It was really, I thought, oh, very good, honey. I like that. So God had showed me, I was just in devotions. And when we are believing God, God has shown himself in some way. After we believe God, we hope in God. When I was crying out for redemption, I was in hope. There's no way I believed in God. I didn't have that assurance in my heart. But man, I needed God to show up in my life. I needed salvation. If what everybody was saying was true, I needed it. I needed it more than anything in my life. That's what I needed. And then the believing in God, after he started showing himself faithful to me, is I got to believe in him. It seemed to be more. Like he became more of a, I don't want to say tangible, but that's probably the best way to explain it, is he became a tangible source in my life.
Amen.
And as I started believing in him, and so he starts proving himself to me, just showing up in my life.
Amen.
You know, like, oh, wow, that's like amazing, right? When you're first saved, God just shows up, you're just like overwhelmed. Like, oh my gosh, he's so good, he's so amazing. And you get all excited. Then it's like, what happened to that first faith? But that's because he wants us to grow. Okay,
yes.
So he wants you to grow. So then you come into a trust in God. Now situations start coming into your life because you've submitted yourself to God, you're loving God, you're serving God, and who hates you?
Right.
The enemy. And what does the enemy do? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. That's his whole thing that he wants to do. He doesn't care about anybody else. He doesn't care about all those guys who are watching witchcraft or dealing with witchcraft. I mean, he wants them. He likes them there. He's happy they're there. But you, he hates. You, he's after. Everybody else is already twisted up.
Right.
They're twisted up. It's like he comes and he binds you all up and he sets you down and he walks away and he just leaves you there. Because now you're bound to your own sins. You're bound to your own addictions. And really, he can just walk away and you've become physically bound to something. And he just goes on out going after Christians.
Amen.
So he's set to destroy you. So then things start arising in our lives and we learn to trust in God. We learn that there's safety in his presence and there becomes a trust and a reliance in him, and our faith develops more as we learn to trust even more in God. And so then we have where we become to rely on God without a shadow of a doubt. He's just going to do it. He's just going to do it. You just rely. You just have no doubt. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, thy provider. And he's the Lord God that provides everything, everything, everything that we need, everything that we want, everything that we desire. He longs to bless us. He longs to love us. He longs to care for us.
Yes.
And he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides. And we learn to totally and completely, we are fully persuaded when we rely on God, we are fully persuaded that what God has shall surely come to pass in our lives.
Amen.
What he has promised shall surely come to pass in our lives. So those are the three. And so my husband said, oh, that's like the 30, 60, and 100 fold. And in believing, it seems like we believe in like this little 10%, God shows up, right? And then we learn to trust, and God is showing up in like some 60% measures in our lives, right? Yeah. But when you get to that one subject, like math and reading, right? You're focused on the one, you become so reliant on him that you're just like, it just has to happen. Yeah. There's that, it just has to. You're just very, very confident in what it is. Yeah. We have, it's a choice. Believing is an absolute choice. Amen. Having faith is a choice. Yeah. To believe it or not to believe or not to believe. That is the question. What's that from? What is it?
Shakespeare.
Yeah. Shakespeare. Oh, thank you. To believe or not to believe. That is the question. But it's belief. And then the more word you get in you, the more you realize the love of God abounds, the more your level of faith rises up, the more you diligently seek him. Right? The more you come to church, the more you fellowship, the more you do these things. But the ultimate measure of faith is your relationship. It comes from a relationship.
Yes,
you cannot trust somebody who you do not know.
Amen.
And the more you spend with God, the more time you spend in the Word, the more time you hear the Word, the preaching of the Word, the more you hear it, it gets in, and you start knowing that God really loves you. And you're like surprised. Like I said, he loves all the icky stuff.
Amen.
He knows everything.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't want to even open our hearts to him,
yeah.
But he already knows. But
Amen.
He lets us, he's so gentle
Amen.
With us.
Amen.
He lets us wait. Until we're ready, you know, and he'll preach messages that pierce your heart, right? Because he's like, okay, it's time to take that thing and let's work it out of you, right? But he's so good about it,
yeah.
You know, and that is faith. It's a reliance, a trust, being fully persuaded that God loves you and that he is for you. And that he is, you must first believe that he is, and then that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So he's going to reward you. Bottom line. It's right there. Bottom line. It's right there. He has to. He has to reward you. He wants to.
Amen.
He desires to reward you. In Luke 7, verse 9. Let's look at Luke 7, verse 9. I was going to keep reading. I apologize. So I thought Steve was touching on some of my messages here. Praise the Lord. So anyway, so this is Jairus. And when he touched Jesus, or when he got to Jesus, and then his servant came and said, don't even trouble the master anymore, right? And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say unto you, I have not such found. Oh, sorry. I'm in the wrong spot. My apologies. Well, let's go. So his servant comes and tells him, don't bother him anymore. Your child is dead. And Jesus heard that and turned around. And the only thing he told him was just believe.
Just believe.
Just believe. But Jesus said he had great faith.
Yes.
He had great faith. I have to find it because I don't want to misquote. I apologize, you guys.
This is the centurion.
Yeah.
Oh, I said Jairus. Oh, no. Uh-oh, I want Jairus. I'm in the whole wrong scripture.
Mark 5.
Praise God, you guys. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. The girl restored. The woman healed. Who touched me? It was before. Who touched me? That's the woman. Okay, so 35. So while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus had heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, and the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the tumult. Well, I wrote down the wrong one. So, I apologize. I'm looking for great faith.
That was centurion.
Where's the great faith?
Seven. Luke 7, where you should read.
What? Okay.
Reset.
Okay, reset, guys. All right. Anywho, Jesus turned around and said, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Wow, I was in the right spot and then I went somewhere. All right, praise God. The thing was, is Jairus didn't hear any preaching. Jairus didn't hear Jesus teaching. He wasn't walking with Jesus. He heard about Jesus, obviously, or he wouldn't have gone to him. But the fact was, is that Jesus turned around and said, you have great faith. And then there was a time when Peter's in the boat and he gets out and he walks on water and Jesus turned to him and said, you have little faith. Where's your faith? What's going on? Isn't that interesting? The people who walked with Jesus, I mean, he even had the opportunity to tell them that they had little faith. Yeah. You got to hold on to it. Thomas. Thomas would not believe that Jesus appeared to the disciples until he said, unless I touch his hands and thrust my hand up his side, I will not believe. He chose not, unless I see him, I will not believe. Right. He chose. Mm-hmm. Believing is a choice. Yes. You have to believe the promises of God. You have to believe what God has told you shall surely come to pass, because he is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. We can mess up and we can get off track. I just did. But we can mess up. We can get off track. And can I tell on you for a minute, Mom? Is that okay?
Yes.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. My mother would come in and she would be wound because she couldn't get healed and she couldn't get healed and she couldn't get healed. And I need more faith, she'd say. I must not have enough faith. And I did. I used to do the same thing. Now, I mean, but it's easier to tell on you. No. But I do remember doing the same thing. But the example that I was able to share with her was what God just settled in my heart. And I said, Mom, I said, what happened to the grace of God? Mom, you've lost the grace. Where's the grace? Get back to the grace of God. Because if you're doing this, if you're believing that God is, you're doing everything you can to believe him, then you've got to know that he will reward you. Yes. And if you've messed up, he's going to correct you.
Amen.
And you're going to fix it.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
And if there's no correction when you've gone to God going, okay, do I need to do anything, you know? And then if he's like, no, you got to falter back to the grace of God and be like, you know what? God loves me. Yeah. It's okay. Yep. I've done everything I need to do. I've done all I could do to stand. You stand there for. Yeah. You stand there for. And you don't believe the delay,
Amen.
Like you were saying. You wait with patience. You don't believe the delay is something that you've done wrong. You have not asked amiss.
Amen.
You've asked your heart's desires. He promises to fill our heart's desires.
Amen.
You got to stand. You got to stand and believe that he is going to reward you. How long your standing is, I don't know.
Amen.
That's between you and God. You just stand. That's your job.
Amen.
And to believe that he is faithful and just to reward you and to give you those things that he's been promised to you.
Amen.
Or even the things that you've asked of him.
Yes.
Even those things that you've asked, God, can I just have this? Can I just have that? Father God, I ask you for whatever it is, whatever it is. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do my project. I brought a little example for you guys to know if you're in faith or if you're not in faith. And all sorts of distractions can come up. All sorts of things can bother you. Delays can do it. Anything can do it. And it can make you just falter and waver. But you have to believe what God's told you. That's why we write it down. We write it down. Pastor's always saying, write it down. God gives you a word, write it down, and you stand on that word, and you say, no, I'm not moving from this word. We need it all to stand. You stand on that word that God, you quote it every day, you look at it every day, you meditate on it every day. You believe that word that God has given to you, and you don't let go of it. You don't let go. Healing, hang on. Hang on to it. Don't let distractions come. Don't let people bump you off of it. Like, oh, well, you know, God should have answered you by now. I don't know why he hasn't answered you. What have you done? You know, that's, shut up. They have no business talking into your life if they're not going to talk faith. Amen. If they're not going to speak faith into your life, they don't need to speak into your life at all. Amen. It's really easy. Just talk to the hand, right? Amen. All right. So I told my husband, I did this in Kids Life a couple months ago when I was back there. And it was very, it prompted right then, and I did it right then, and it was very, I thought, that's really good, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I thought it would be good to share tonight. Can you guys see okay? Okay. So I am God, and then I'm going to not be God, but I'm God right now, and my husband has made a prayer request. And so, Jim, your prayer is in the green box. Okay? So the prayer is in the green box. So, you know how the enemy can kind of come around, just twist things around on you? Where's your answered prayer?
In the green box.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive? I don't know. You've been waiting a long time. Are you sure that's where it is?
Yes.
Are you sure that you asked the right thing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Did you repent? Talk to the hand. He gave me talk to the hand. I look. Do you have anything you need to repent for? I saw you give me the eye the other day, the evil eye, you know. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know why you have to wait then. I don't know. So now I'm going to be the enemy. So where's your answer prayer now?
Green box.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive? Yeah. I don't know about that. You didn't see it. You didn't see it go in there. Are you sure? You're positive? Are you guys positive?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How sure are you? I don't even believe you guys.
Very sure.
How sure are you guys?
Amen. God said.
Are you sure?
Amen.
Absolutely positive.
Yep.
I don't know. You guys don't sound convincing. I'm not convinced you guys believe. I think you're lacking in faith right now.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm the enemy right now. You are. Amen. You're lacking. You're lacking in faith.
I resist you.
Oh, I heard that negative comment. You doubted. You doubted for a second. When you didn't see what I did, you didn't see the switcheroo I did, you have a little bit of doubt. You're not sure if that's where it is. How do you know I didn't switch it? Amen. Amen. Okay, so are we all in full agreement that it is in, everybody say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
The green box.
Positive.
Yes.
Here you go, honey. You did good job. Amen.
I waited.
So now why do you guys, that's faith.
Yes.
That's faith. You guys had no doubt in your mind that it was there. No doubt. You guys were very adamant, even with the little stupid, silly stuff, you know. You guys were just dogmatic positive. There was no shifting. That's faith.
Yes.
That's when you're in faith. That's what you got to get to. Just be that way. Just say, no, God said, done. It's done. It's my promise. Amen. God said, it's my promise. It's in the green box. I have it. It's mine. Right? It's in the green box. I mean, if you want to say that, say it. I don't care. But you have it. You have it. Amen. That is faith. You have it. You have it now. You have it now. Amen. You have it. Amen. You have it. He had it. It was here. He had it. That's faith.
Amen.
Don't waver. Yeah. Only believe.
Yes.
Don't listen. Just believe.
Amen.
I've never heard or never seen such great faith, not even in all of Israel.
Amen.
Only believe.
Yep.
You want great faith? Just believe.
Yep. Amen.
Believe. Wait. Jairus had to wait for when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus' garment. Could you imagine the desperation in his heart when Jesus stopped walking?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
I mean, they'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing turning around? What are you doing turning around? We're going this way, right? Could you imagine his heart, that desperation that had to have been there? And then his servant comes and says, forget it. Too late. Don't bother him anymore. Let's go bury her. Come on. And Jesus is like, no. Don't listen. Just believe.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. That's all I got for you guys. I hope it was good. Hope you guys got something out of that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm praying and dismissing. Okay. Well, thank